This speaker that we have this evening's, I'm not married to her, but I love her a lot. But everybody does. I'm not a soul that has met this woman, has not fallen in love with her. And her God work is not just in sharing her thoughts, but in carrying her illness so gracefully. You know, I complain about being sick for whatever length of time. We won't go into that, but here she is. Now, that's God work, to show, if people will pay attention. What does that show you? She holds God's finger and keeps going. And that's our Lindy.
Thank you, Millie.
We don't want her jumping up and down off the platform.
We don't want her jumping up and down at all.
That's right.
Thank you for that kind introduction. I want to see pictures of Andy's wedding.
Yeah.
As do we all, yeah. I'm sure. Well, I've had a lot of changes in my life recently. I moved out of a two-bedroom, two-bath, 900-square-foot condo into a 250-square-foot assisted living apartment just within the last 2 weeks. Now, I haven't totally moved out of the condo. As you can imagine, I have about 700 square feet of stuff left to deal with. But it's happening. And if I get busy and y'all get lucky, we'll have some pre-Christmas shopping to be done at my condo. Well, it looks like a garage sale to you. To me, it looks like pre-Christmas shopping. Okay. I have had occasion to complain about my circumstances. Not in Millie's presence. That's why she says I never complain. Because I'm very careful not to complain when she's around. But I know that I'm not where I would like to be. I said to my table mate at dinner tonight, I said, you feel the same way I do about it. We both don't want to be here, but we're glad there is here to be. And she said, yes. She agreed. So I wanted to talk a little bit about control, because I've given it up. I saw a national car rental commercial on TV the other night. It said, my friends tell me I'm a control freak. And then the gentleman said, I prefer to think of it as control enthusiast. That's me. I'm a control enthusiast. Or I once was, I guess I should say, because one of the things that I've learned in the last 10 years of my life is enthusiasm isn't enough to make it real. I have no control. And I'm the first one to admit it. But that doesn't prevent me from wanting it, from seeking it, from begging for it, from asking for it, for bargaining with God for it. All that's possible, even though none of it helps. I have lost control over my computer because it's still in the old house. So I have these wonderful Marianne Stevens realtor notes. You know, if you ever met Marianne Stevens, and I have not, be sure to thank her for all the paper that she's sent my way. I have no idea what shape this talk's going to take. But let's just say there are a couple kinds of control I want to talk about, one of them more than the other. One of them is the kind of control that is associated with power and that reflects a type of relationship that generally speaks to abuse and bullying. I don't mean that kind of control. I don't mean the definition that Wikipedia gives to this power and control is in abusive relationships, how abusers use physical/sexual and other techniques of abuse to gain and maintain control over a victim. I'm not speaking of victimhood here. I'm speaking of victor, but victor without control. Which sounds like an oxymoron, but it really isn't. You can be in control and still be a victor. You can be out of control and still be a victor. By the same token, you can't be in control and be a victim unless you choose victimhood. My mother did that enough for both of us, so. You know what Freud said? Well, never mind, neither do I. Control is about having memory, too, but if you don't have any memory, you don't miss the control. Or lack of. We don't even know what control is when we have no memory. So what do I really want to talk about? I want to talk about the kind of control that is something that God gives us and that God doesn't give us, because sometimes God retains that control for him or herself. The kind of control that God gives us is the kind of control that says we are who we choose to be. Control is about choice. It's about how we react to certain situations that we find ourselves in. Not that the situation itself is any particular way. It just is. And how we behave in relationship to that situation is what defines us as being in or out of control. So, for example, I traveled around the country for 9 months in a Dodge van, 27,000 miles, 5 provinces of Canada and 25 states. I chose every morning to wake up and drive or not. Not drive, that is. I always chose to wake up. Well, sometimes afternoon. But if it rained that day and I didn't feel like seeing the scenery in the rain, I didn't drive that day. I just stayed where I was and waited until the sun came out. I had full control over my travel arrangements, and I was in charge of everything I did. Everything I did was a choice, made consciously or unconsciously. On the other hand, Michael and Andrea Dare were in Norway for a training a few years back, and they could not come home because the airlines had shut down all the flights due to a volcanic eruption in Iceland. So they had 2 weeks of, quote, vacation, unquote, in Norway because they couldn't leave due to a volcanic eruption in Iceland. But they didn't have any money to play with. They didn't have any arrangements of where to live, so they had to sleep on somebody's floor or in somebody's outbuilding. They didn't have any control over their situation. They neither created it nor could they change it. So sometimes traveling can be out of control. Sometimes living can be out of control. We have no control necessarily over who will love us. We have total control over who we love. But who will love us? I got lucky and went to the Fleetwood Mac concert last night. I didn't get so lucky. I stood in the rain for an hour, but what the heck, it was worth it. Here's an example of control from Fleetwood Mac. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. It'll soon be here. It'll be here better than before. Yesterday's gone. I have control over today. Yesterday's gone. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow, because today is going to grow into tomorrow. Today is going to become tomorrow. That's control. Fleetwood Mac's arguably most popular song ever speaks to the lack of control, because it's all about someone who won't love me for whatever reason. Go your own way. Loving you, it's the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that feel, if I could, I'd give you my world? How can I, when you won't take it from me? I never knew those words were the words to go your own way. All the part I knew was go your own way. Call it another lonely day. Go your own way. Well, that not only is lack of control, that's somewhat pathetic. Lyric, choose loneliness over love. I know they didn't mean it that way, because that's not the kind of band Fleetwood Mac is. And there was a love affair with 14,000 fans there last night, too, so I know they know about love. You can go your own way. You can call it another lonely day. But why? You can go your own way I thought that was going to be mine. Which I have right here just so I can turn it off quickly. So we have a choice. We can choose who to love. And here in this church, we choose to love everybody. But we have no choice about who loves us. We can act in such a way as to be lovable. Millie does a pretty darn fine job of that. We just give her back what she gives us, unconditional love. So that's control of a sort. We have more control over our loving than we do over our not loving. This is kind of fun. It's like an archaeological dig. You never know what you're going to turn up here. This afternoon I was watching ESPN, which I do a lot of when I'm home doing nothing. Sit around in my underwear and watch ESPN. Now I'm telling all my secrets. This is the 20th anniversary of Jim Valvano's death. For those of you who don't know Jimmy Valvano, he was a basketball coach at the University of North Carolina, or Duke, I forget which.
Marquette.
Well, wherever it was, he died of cancer 20 years ago. And before he did, he made a huge impact on the world, and he's been making that impact ever since then. He gave a speech in 1993 at the ESPY Awards in which he said, and I quote, "I love every day we should laugh, think, and have our emotions move to tears. Laugh, think, cry. That's a full day. If I can in my talks make people laugh and think and cry, then I've had a successful talk, regardless of what I said." Because we need to do those three things to lubricate our beings. And if we don't do that, then we're losing control by giving it up entirely. And if we do that, we're taking control of our lives and choosing to do things that cause us to laugh, cry, and think. Jimmy V also said, "Cancer can take away all my physical abilities, but it cannot touch my mind, it cannot touch my heart, and it cannot touch my soul." Don't give up. And we have Mary Lou in the room to show us, because she's with Jonathan all the time, to show us just exactly what a miracle from God looks like. Jimmy V didn't get a miracle for himself, but he got a miracle to the tune of $130 million raised over the last 20 years for cancer research. And every dime of that money goes to cancer research, not to administration or organization. The Jimmy V Cancer Foundation is accepting donations even as we speak. He lost control of his physical abilities, but he did not lose control of his mind, his heart, or his soul. And if we can say the same, then we are truly in control of ourselves. Which brings me to the second type of control that I wanted to talk about, and that's self-control. Self-control, Proverbs 26-28. "A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls." Galatians says in 5:22-29, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law." My young friend Nathan in the front row posted something on Facebook today that seemed relevant to this topic, or did to me anyway, because he says, or he will if I can find it, he says he cannot imagine being homeless. Homelessness is the ultimate out of control. My situation, in which I'm leaving a home that I dearly love to move into a home that is less enticing, but safer and better for my family's anxieties, is nowhere near the loss of control of homelessness. Because in homelessness, you don't know where your next meal is going to come from. You don't know where your next roof over your head is going to come from. You're living in hand-me-down clothing and hand-me-down life. Nathan says, even if homeless for a temporary cause, or just don't know what is next for you, he cannot imagine being homeless. But each one of us has to hold on to this tough ride, and when push comes to shove, just praying will help the rest. Millie, it's for you. As Nathan was saying, I cannot imagine being homeless, even if it's for temporary reasons, because you don't know what's next for you. But each one of us has to hold on to this tough ride, and when push comes to shove, just praying will help the most of us with our troubles. God has a path for everyone to follow and hold on to forever. I'm thrilled. I thought it was going to be me. So what does this mean? Well, what it means is, and this is where I got the idea for this talk. What it means is, since I have no control, I give up control. And lack of control becomes a positive thing. Because think of it this way. There are so many examples of lack of giving up control in the Bible.
Excuse me.
Just around the Christmas season alone, Zacharias and Elizabeth were given a child, the gift of a child, when they were too old to bear children. Now, if that doesn't give you a lack of control, I don't know what does. Zacharias was told to name the child John, and that was contrary to all standards of the day. Elizabeth was sure she was past the age of childbearing, and she became pregnant. Zacharias was told that he couldn't speak until the child was christened with the name John. So he was silent for about 9 months, which is so lack of control for a man as to be unimaginable for a woman. In the same story, Joseph chose to marry Mary, which begs to have quite contrary said after it, but I won't. Somebody really wants to get... I'm listening, God. I'm out of control, and so are we all. But Joseph had a choice. He could cast Mary aside and she'd be stoned to death, or he could marry her because the angel Gabriel said to. He gave up control and did what God asked him to do. Mary, she had the choice to bear the virgin, become the virgin Mary and bear the Son of God. And she gave up control and let God use her in that light. And then tell me Jesus didn't give up control. He said in the hour before his death, Father, if it be your will, take this from me. If it be your will, that's giving control to God. That's saying, God, whatever you want me to do, it's your choice. I don't have a lot of control in my life, but I have a lot of control in my heart and my soul because I give it all to God. And if God says do it, well, I'll ask why, politely. And then I'll do it. Because I believe that control comes from God and control goes to God. And as long as we're in control, in God's control, we can't be out of control. As long as we're in God's control, we cannot be out of control. And thank you for giving me this time. And speaking of the Blessed Virgin, I just wanted to share this. This is J. Loreen's art, for those of you who haven't seen it before.
In spite of the food rigging, I think that Lindy was just one of the best. In spite of my phone. But there's a lot to take home from that. We're really paying attention. A lot to take home from that. And she said it so sweetly and gently. And, you know, this woman worked, I'm going to say Goodyear, and I think that's right, for like 35 years.
Goodrich.
Huh?
Goodrich.
For 35 years.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't running that 35 of those years, but
running the computer world there. And now she just moved into where somebody's going to make sure she doesn't fall anymore or skip those meals. Lindy, to me, is fantastic lady. Well, guess who was on my phone wondering, did I get home from Tennessee? Liz. Did I tell you Liz and Crystal's back there on the farm?
No.
They're learning how to herd sheep and chase cattle. Feed chickens. And, oh, it's really fun to watch those two city dudes. But they're there by themselves right now, so cheer them on. But she just wanted to hear from me and forgot what time it was out here in California. It's two, you know, it's 2 hours difference.
She just wanted to.
She wanted to cause me trouble.
Yeah.
No, she's. Oh, those kids are so good to me. Gee whiz. Yes, I'm spoiled.